Great thing to speak about on the day of the eclipse. La'isa arim gedolim ki le'olam chasdai. Es ha'shemesh le'olam shalas b'yayim ki le'olam chasdai. Es ha'yirech le'keichavim m'mem shemesh b'layla ki le'olam chasdai. Timur fashions great lights that his loving kindness endures forever. The sun for dominion by day that his loving kindness endures forever. The moon and the stars for dominions at night, his loving kindness endures forever. So Ben Ezra says, the reason why it says, Ayrim Gedailim, and then the sun, then the moon. First thing is to tell us that our lives depend on it. Then it explains. It explains them in detail. To understand that the way that Hashem set up the world is with the sun and the moon. To appreciate the sun. Daytime, light, warmth, heat. The ability to go out of our homes and interact with the world to see that which is around us. Moonlight. To be able to retreat back into our homes to end the day. So one of my rebbeim once said, sunlight is for seeing others. Moonlight is for seeing yourself. Time to create and a time to reflect. Certainly to appreciate the heavenly bodies. You know, just think about it. If the earth would be any closer to the sun, we'd have all been burnt up to a crisp. If we'd be any further away from the sun, we'd all be frozen solid. To appreciate the daily cycle. To appreciate Vayom Hashem Hiyar, the Ma'iros in the Rakia, my Sabrashas on day 4 to create an awareness of day and night. And the Sfarna says, La'isa'arim G'daylim, these great luminaries, they don't have intrinsic seichel. They go on their trajectories, on their orbits. They're there for us. They're there to give us light and life. He created them. Shai ha'zeh b'b'chirasam, elav ha'mitzvah, shoseda ha'kel yisvarach. Because Hashem put them there. He put them there in order. In order for us. So perhaps on the day of the eclipse, we're meant to appreciate the heavenly bodies when things don't seem to work as they're meant to. Of course, it's a cycle. But to start and to appreciate what it means when the lights go out, when the sun goes out. To appreciate that it's a nivra, that Hashem created it. Interesting, Rav Hirsch points out the difference between Memshelis and Memshalois. Seems to be. Memshelis is that the effect of sun is single, but Memshalois for the moon and the stars, that seems to be manifold. To appreciate the difference between the sun and the moon, understand the moon is just a reflection of the light of the sun. The sun, our closest star. The sun, rising each morning, as it were. To teach us Chadashim Yivkarim Rabba Menasecha. The sun rises every single day to give us new opportunities afresh. To appreciate that Hashem created it, He's Mechadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tomid. We should never, ever take these heavenly bodies for granted. They give us our life. Ki La'olam Chasdai.